Bill Hausrath's essay about restoring the Wayne Theater, Jubal Early, and personal honor. It's the longest essay I've ever put on the air, but I just couldn't figure out anything to cut out.
I've been having this conversation with Jubal Early, a Confederate general. I want to have his life's story written as a play. Actually, because he's been dead since 1894, my conversation has been with one of my spare egos, whom I've forced into the role, and I call him Jubal just to keep it simple. Jubal is not making it easy. He says he's a very complicated person who lived in especially difficult times, and he doesn't want to be misrepresented by some imported Southerner who's never been to war. Says I couldn't possibly understand all the emotional and social forces that defined his life. He may be right. As for openers, Jubal was one of those rare soldiers who fought the entire 4 years of the Civil War, if only he had gotten killed in battle, even if he was shot accidentally by one of his own men. History would then have taken its usual course. The public, politicians, and historians would have made him a hero and recognized his great generalship and built dozens of monuments to honor him, and maybe somebody else would have captured his true national importance years ago. However, Jubal was much more than an unappreciated surviving general. For the rest of his life, he wrote, organized, promoted, and never let go of the storyline that the Southern soldier was superior to his Northern counterpart, and that the war was lost only because the North had a superior supply of men and materials. For nearly 30 years, he advocated that what the South fought for was worthy of great honor and should be remembered as such for all time, that Reconstruction was the North's means of robbing the Southerner of their way of life. He became the champion of the lost cause. If we have remembered him at all, citizens of Waynesboro have always discounted Early. He was the Confederate general whose army was routed in one of the last battles of the war, the Battle of Waynesboro. His leadership was poor and the enemy was strong. The results were expected. Nothing for Waynesboro to be proud of or to celebrate. 150 years after the Civil War, Waynesboro is a has-been mill town. It continues to evaporate economically, although retail shopping has staved off the wolves for a time. We are now trying to establish ourselves as a destination that no self-respecting tourist would dare miss. It will be tough. We have the Blue Ridge Mountains and lots of activities close by, but the foreground is pure Allentown. Waynesboro, for a weekend jaunt, is a hard sell. Just look around. Jubal can help us. To be fair, Waynesboro is in desperate need of heroes, or even characters to call their own. So Jubal has possibilities to become a favored son of Waynesboro. He'll have to be portrayed just right, or there'll be a firestorm of doubt and question. As chairman of the board of the Wayne Theater Alliance, I'm the one whose honor is most at stake in the effort to reopen the Wayne Theater. We have spent in excess of 10 years raising money to reconstruct the building, and now there is great danger of achieving our goal. It is the Civic Arena's green soldier who thinks that the Battle of the Wayne Theater will be over when the construction funds have been raised. The real victory will come when the Wayne, year after year, continues to have a positive economic impact on the city. We must capture the tourist dollars into the Wayne, our restaurants, and our hotels by offering must-see theater. Great programming aimed at large audiences has always been the supply train for the arts. There continues a huge fascination with the Civil War, not always in the bleeding of bodies, but in the healing of souls. Why were 600,000 men willing to die? What has been the lasting impact? How is it relevant today? Is there some humor? How about a memorable song? Show me the forgiveness. In the collective Civil War memory, Jubal hasn't been a recognized hero. Controversial? Yes. A true Civil War character? Certainly. He was obstinate and profane and single-focused for so many years after the war that, when he died, most everybody was ready to give the war and Early's memory a rest. But 118 years after his death, I believe that the bifocals of history, time, and perspective will bring his roles, both as a general and as the chief advocate of the lost cause, into a much clearer perspective. He had soldiering exploits to rival Stonewall Jackson, but fought for nearly 2 years after Jackson's death. He came close to capturing Washington, D.C., throwing the entire country, and especially Washingtonians, into an uproar. His writings after the war defined much of what is taken as historic fact, and he promoted a near deification of Robert E. Lee. Typical for the times, he had a dry sense of humor. He once told a preacher who was retreating from a hot battle, "I've known you for 30 years, and all this time you've been saying you want to get to heaven, and now that you've got the chance, you're running away from it." In a time of traditional Victorian values, he kept a mistress with whom he had 4 children. He gave them all the early name, but he never married her. When she finally married someone else, he was crushed. He was a lawyer that took pro bono cases representing women and blacks. Here is a true American character. Here is true Southern honor. America needs honor. We can and should find relevancy for today in his life. For the last year, I've researched, visited, read, talked, and thought about the war and Jubal. Heck, I've even got a Civil War commemorative license plate with BDOLMN, Bad Old Man. That's what Robert E. Lee called Jubal, his bad old man. He was the only one of the generals that cursed in front of Lee. Jubal is a tough sell. He is hard to love, but you can't walk away. There is so much material. The Civil War is, well, complex, and so is Jubal. This makes the task of writing a 90-minute play that gets rave reviews from tourists terribly daunting. Given that there have been roughly 50,000 books written about Civil War topics, it's hard to say to the collective memory, "I think you've missed something." But I think they have. Not having either a historian's heritage or a writer's resume, my opinion on Jubal is subject to a steep discount. But I believe that the full story of Jubal needs to be told, and that I'm the guy to do it. It's almost become a matter of my own personal honor to show the world that this guy was much more than a cantankerous, successful soldier and the 30-year go-to guy for the lost cause. There are audiences that want to be entertained while they are educated. The Wayne needs a play. Waynesboro needs a hero, and I need to get started.
Realtor Bill Hausrath is chair of the Wayne Theater Alliance.